Welcome to BL Talk, where we discuss issues of importance. These are the matters of concern to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. Join us every week for a new discussion. Now, here's your host.
Okay, hello and welcome to BL Talk, the weekly podcast where we discuss issues of importance to minor attracted people in general and boy lovers in particular. I'm your host, ZoomZoom4, and today joining me for this discussion is Dragon Lover, Nicholas, Sammy, Lennon72, Gary, Ryan James, and Wolf Runner. And I want to thank Lennon72 for guest hosting last week's episode. Lennon, you did a fantastic job, and I want you to know how much I really appreciate that. And now today, we'll be talking about minor attracted people who actually, for one reason or another, have or have had an adult partner in their lives. Whether it be a boy lover who has an adult male partner or even husband, or a boy lover who's married to a woman, or has a long time live-in adult female partner, whatever the case may be. I know that some boy lovers are also gay and like men as well as boys. And I know that some boy lovers are also straight and like women. So they're likely to have a girlfriend or wife. And we also know that many boy lovers have an adult partner, husband or wife, that they're actually not sexually attracted to, but they kind of have an arrangement between them, a partnership, I guess you could call it, that's not intimate or romantic, but treated more like a close friendship that benefits one another. And we know that many BLs also have a wife or husband as a quote-unquote beard, to use a common term in the gay world, meaning it's strictly for appearances, you know, to ward off suspicion about them, making it much easier to hide the fact that they are who they are, as the case may be. So when we meet a boy lover who goes on endlessly talking about boys, 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 and we find out that this boy crazy person is actually married to a woman, we may ask, you know, what's up with that? Like, you know, what's the deal? We're just curious. How does that work? What's the story there? I can imagine the story is different in each case. And so in my own effort to understand this, I wanted to make sure we had on the panel today boy lovers who are in a relationship with an adult partner. Husband, wife, girlfriend, or adult boyfriend, whatever. And I think hearing from each of them and what's behind that, the motivation, I mean, I think will give us a greater insight into the what's, whys, and hows of a minor attracted person who is married to an adult or in a serious relationship with an adult. So I'm going to start off here with Wolf Runner, because I know that Wolf Runner has been married to a woman for many years, like since the 80s, I believe, and has a couple of now grown kids with her. I'm believing that, Wolf, you're also straight in addition to being BL. So that's why that worked out for you. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
I don't want to say I hid, but as all boy lovers know, you can't just go out there and, you know, have a banner saying I'm a BL. So I kept that under wraps, kept it personal, and carried on with a normal life. Got married, had two kids. I was married for 34 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
We just kind of drifted apart. There was no animosity or anything, and we decided to get divorced and then carry on with our lives. So I can be more involved now in the BL world than I used to be.
Yeah, when I first met you, you were married still.
Yes.
And then I remember when the divorce was happening. And then I remember after that, you kind of really went it, like all in as far as being a BL. You joined the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization and had some YFs and had boys in your life. Like
Right. Well,
from that point
the
on.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters wasn't just to be around boys. It was basically I had nothing to do, and I was told I needed to find a hobby because all I did was sit around and do nothing. So I wanted to volunteer for somewhere. I checked out a bunch of organizations, came up with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And as far as just being with boys, that's mainly the fault of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, because a man can be with a boy, paired up with a boy, but not a girl, but a woman can be paired up with either a boy or a girl. And if that's not sexist as hell, I don't know what is.
Oh, good point. I know. Yeah, that. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. That's
So
just wrong on so many
what I'm
levels
trying
to
to say
me.
is I didn't join the organization just to be around boys.
Well, not just to be around them, but to help them, you know, to be a mentor, a
Yes,
guide.
oh yes.
Like
Yes,
you
I
know,
was with a
they
family for
benefited from it.
5 years.
Huh?
I was with my I was paired up with my little for 5 years.
Right, yeah, and then that kind of expanded because his little brother is also, we know how that goes. We've covered that before in previous episodes,
But as far as you know, being married, yeah, it wasn't for a cover. It was just I had to lead a normal life and keep the BL portion of it private.
Was getting married partially also because you wanted kids yourself, and that was kind of a means to that end?
Yeah.
Because like if I wanted to have kids, I like say Michael Jackson, he obviously no interest in women whatsoever. He used the surrogate mother and the test tube and all that stuff, and he didn't even try to hide it. I mean, that's probably how I would be. Like if I wanted to have kids, and I wanted them to be my own. I don't think I do the test tube thing. I mean, I would do the act, with a woman. It's like speaking personally, if I had to choose and be married to a woman or a man, I would personally choose a woman. Not only because we could have kids together, which I would want more than the marriage itself, but just like I to me, a woman would be like more like a boy if I had to say, the little softer, more, not so rough on the edges or hairy or angular or all that kind of thing.
Right.
But a lot of BLs, they're like more like male lovers of any age. Like they're not just boys, but all across the spectrum. And Ryan James, if you're here, I think you are here, right?
I
Is
think
RJ
I'm here.
here?
Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, I hear you. Great. Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay, and now we've actually met your fiance, who's a man and a great guy from what I saw. And y'all have your wedding date still ahead of you, right? Coming
Correct.
up.
Coming up in September, correct?
September. Oh, okay. Wow, around the time of my birthday. How long have you been with him?
Actually, it's just been just a little over 2 years now that we've actually been officially dating. And that's actually when we scheduled our wedding, is actually the anniversary of the day we of our first date.
Oh, that's cool.
But I've known him for a few years prior to that because we had met online on basically a hookup app, Grindr. No,
Right.
actually it was another one, but similar.
Another
And
grinder, yeah.
he was with a partner at the time, but they were in like a sexless relationship and it was just open relationship, but they never had sex with each other or anything. And a
Oh, so they weren't
lot of
romantic. It was just
No,
an
they
arrangement.
weren't. Yeah, it was pretty much like an arrangement at that point. So, we'd hung out a couple times prior to that, and while he was still with his ex, and we'd hooked up a couple times. And honestly, the first time we hooked up, I really just felt a very strong emotional connection to him, just in the not to get graphic here, but basically just with the passion that was in, the lovemaking we did. I felt that emotional connection. And there was only one other person that I had ever felt that emotional connection to, and that was a guy back in Florida where I used to live, that we were dating, same kind of situation. It was right after I had gotten in trouble for my possession charges, and we had gotten to the point where I wanted to be open and honest with him. This is the previous one in Florida. I wanted to be open and honest with him, and I told him what was going on, and he couldn't really accept that.
He
So
couldn't.
we had
Okay.
no, he could not. He had explained to me that he had a previous roommate and partner that was also into that stuff and got busted, and then they tried to get him guilty by association because they were living together and shit like that. So he didn't want to have to potentially go through that again. So we ended up breaking it off, which it broke my heart, seriously.
Yeah, because I mean, if he really loved you, he would, he would accept that and
Yeah,
take
I
the
mean,
risk, I guess.
yeah, and like I said, I understand where he's coming from too, because he had to deal with the bullshit of it, the bullshit that I know what been dealing through, just being through it. So I, it hurt, but it was understandable. Fast forward to my fiance now, and like I said, he was dating. We'd hooked up a couple times, and then we just disappeared, from each other's lives for about 3, 4, 5 years. And then out of the random, we started chatting online again, and come to find out his ex broke up with him, and we started hanging out again and kind of rolled from there. And
Okay, and now I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I would think that for a boy lover to have a male partner would be easier to still be your boy lover self. Like he might be more accepting than if a boy lover was married to a woman. And so your partner, your fiance now does know about you being BL, right?
correct. Yeah. So that was one of the things that before we made everything official, I spoke to him, and because of the situation that happened back in Florida, I wanted to, before we, started dating and get to the point where, oh, it's our 3 months are up. Now we can go get tested together, and then we can, go protection off.
Yeah,
Before we
that's
got
good.
to that point, before we got to that point, because the other ex that I had, he. We were probably, I think we were like 2 weeks shy of the 3 month mark. So, I didn't want to go through all that time and build that emotion and build that connection only to have it to be destroyed again. So I made sure before we even made it official that we were dating, I told him what was going on, and he said he kind of already knew because he wanted to send me a card for something. I forget what. I think it was a birthday card or something, or a Christmas card. He went to send it to me, and he somehow looked up my information, and of course, because of my registration and everything else, he got, and I should have realized that he kind of knew when the card I got had my full name, first, middle, and last name, and I'd never given him my middle name yet.
Oh yeah, that was a clue that he'd kind of looked you up, and not looked you up, but he
Yeah.
knew more than he
Yeah.
might have you might have known.
So.
Well, that's good that he's understanding about that.
Yeah, I
And
mean, he
I
even
take it
wants to
he's
have
not a
kids
BL.
someday. No,
He's
he's
not a
not.
BL, right?
No.
But you're able to like look at BL websites around him and things like that. And well, let me ask this: what does he ever get jealous? Like if you say, oh, that boy there is cute, does he ever say like, oh, cuter than me, or that kind of thing?
I think he does. I think I've seen it happen a couple times, kind of jokingly. I mean, or at least he makes it out to be jokingly. I don't know how he actually feels about it. Of course, I always tell him, no, of course he's not cuter than you are. I always, because, I'm with him, not with them. It's
Yes,
like
exactly.
I'm just window shopping. But there's actually been a few times where like I'd suggest a movie we'd watch. It's something that I had seen before and I thought he'd like it. Or like right now, we're rewatching, he's watching for the first time the series Lock and Key on Netflix.
Lock and Key. I've never heard of that.
Oh,
That had boys in it.
great show. And the young actor who plays Georgie in the newer It movies stars in it. He's a main character.
Oh yeah, so he'd probably be about the right age now. Like, I mean, speaking personally, like in my AOA, I
At the
remember he was
time of
very
the
young
show,
in the first
yes.
bit.
Yeah, at the time of the show, yes. But he I'm suggested it, and he kind of commented, "Oh yeah, you're just suggesting this because there's a cute boy in it." I'm like, yeah, well, not just that. I mean, it's a
Yeah,
good
that's what I was
story
going
too.
to
It's a
ask
good
if he was
show
saying
too.
something like that, you know,
And
like, oh,
he's,
you're just watching because of him.
yeah, he has he's has made those comments, and yeah,
But
it's
probably
fun.
just
But
jokingly, you know,
yeah, I
they're just teasing
mean,
you.
he's one of those, if he's gonna be in a relationship with somebody, he has to accept all aspects of that person. And he has
Right,
to be
yeah.
willing to accept all aspects of that person. And considering the fact that he said yes when I proposed, I'm guessing he's accepting of all of it. So.
Yeah, well, because I would think I'm gonna make a comparison here. Like, say, a straight guy who's married to a woman, and you know, he likes younger women, like say 18 plus, or maybe secretly even younger than that. But his wife, who's older, he's got to know that he's looking at the younger girls too, even if he doesn't say anything. You know, and she might be looking at the younger guys too. Who knows? But I'd have to say, like, if I was going to have a wife, or even a husband, I would just make it clear to them that yes, I'm looking, you know, at the boys, but obviously I can't do anything because of the law, and I'd already, you know, made up my mind that I'm not going to break the law and go that route, so that she or he would know that I would remain faithful to them. If for no other reason than that. But we have here on the panel someone else. I want to say I don't have an adult partner, and I never have. And I don't plan on it. Of course, who knows what could happen in the future, but if it was to be, it would probably be a woman. Because when I was actually in middle school, I did date girls here and there, and they kind of did chase me, and sometimes the wrong ones chased me. Which I would get teased for, but no one ever thought that like I was gay, and they still don't. So if I was to get married to a woman, that would make sense to a lot of people. But I want to talk to Dragon Lover now because he's the other panelist here who I know doesn't have an adult partner and never has. So let me ask you, Dragon Lover, if you were to have an adult partner, say if you had to, would you pick a woman or a man?
It would be a man.
Okay, because you have kind of a gay side to yourself, right? I mean, I remember
Yes,
you
I
talking
do.
about when you were a teenager or in high school, people thought you were gay, or some people did.
Yeah, some people did in high school.
Were you kind of out,
No,
a little
no,
bit?
no,
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 as
because
gay,
in
I
my
mean.
high school, that would have been a death sentence.
Oh, okay,
That would have been very, very bad.
But some people kind of thought maybe that you were, right? You were aware of
Oh
that.
yeah. They made assumptions and stuff like that, and I was like,
Now, why did they make assumptions? Is it because you were never dating the girls like they were?
Well, one is because I hated sports. I would not participate in any sport whatsoever.
Okay.
If physical education classes required sports, I would simply bow out and not participate. I don't know. I guess it's that, and then there was the fact that I didn't have a girlfriend.
Right.
I hung around with 99% is mostly guys that I hung around with. I would go to parties with guys. I would go to these places, dances with guys. So the
Oh, so you
assumption
would take
was
a
made.
guy with you to the dance.
No, no, I met them
You're
there.
just friends.
Yeah.
Like a group of friends, yeah. Not as your date.
Nope. Nope.
Right. Okay.
Anything as far as dating a guy, it was like leading a double life. Like in high school, I had my high school life, but at home, I had my gay life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could go to, you know, a potential partner's house or something like that, because my mom, she would have flipped if she knew I was gay. Oh my God.
Right.
Oh, that would have been bad.
So that must have been pretty rough for you. And then you were a BL also, but you hadn't heard of what BL was or anything like that yet at that point.
Exactly.
But I'm sure you were looking at boys, and so you knew that part of yourself was there, and just had to develop it more as you got older or be more aware of it.
Definitely. I mean, I've been looking at boys since, geez, probably since I was 5 or 6 years old myself.
Yeah, like when I was like 7 or 8, I remember I was just very interested in like certain other boys, and I didn't know why. I didn't know what it was, but I remember I'd have like fantasies to myself where, like, if he was asleep, I'd like sneak in his room and steal all his pictures of himself so I could just like look at him. And
yeah,
I didn't know what that was all about, you know, but it's just strong feelings that I had about certain boys. And now looking back, I can see, because those were like my type, you know, those were the kind of boys that I liked. And and just had to understand it more. But let me move on here. Gary, you're here with us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, I know you have a partner. And before, let me introduce or lead in by saying, I've heard you say that you have an interest in being with an adult partner who's also a MAP, a minor attracted person.
Yeah. So the thing is with me, I like adults, but it has to be under like 3 different circumstances. One is they're also a MAP. 2 is they are a boy that I previously, like a previous YF. When they get older, I seem to not lose attraction to them. And the third would be, I am interested in adults who like being treated like kids. And that is the situation with the partner that I'm currently living with. I'm polyamorous, so I have multiple partners. But the one I live with, he's basically like my legal YF, is what I call him.
Was your YF before?
No, he's just an adult who likes being treated like a kid. Yeah.
He likes being treated like a kid. Yeah, I know that's a thing with some adults who have that kind of, that's like their sexuality is being, some of them like to get in diapers and really like an infantile thing. Some of them just like being treated like kids, not necessarily babies. But that's good how that works out.
Yeah.
For you then. And he's okay with you being a MAP?
He honestly, I think, appreciates it because I literally do treat him like he's 12. Like,
so yeah, he likes it. He that worked out for him. Like, if you weren't a MAP, then that he wouldn't like that as much. Then so it's kind of like a role playing element in there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's interesting. Okay, wow, that's pretty cool. Okay, does he look younger? Is he, like, youthful looking?
The thing is, he is older than me, but he looks really, really young for his age.
Does he try to look younger? Does he like, dress young or, like stay well-shaved and all that, like, to try?
Oh, yeah. I mean, clothing-wise, I feel like once most dudes hit like 12, unless they're like a business person, they usually don't change how they dress that much.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm kind of like that.
Because like I probably dress like I'm 12 half the time. If I'm not all, you know, dressed up to like go somewhere, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. No, but my other two partners are also minor attracted people. And
I mean, they would have to be, right? Or you wouldn't be as interested in them.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah. Big time.
Are they boy lovers or girl lovers?
Both of them are child lovers.
Okay. Let me move on to Nicholas. I want to give him a chance to talk before he has to go. If he's still here. Nicholas, are you still here?
I'm here, man. I've been fascinated. I got to get over there to Gary's apartment and check out that scene, man, because I like the diaper thing. I like the young thing. I like the role play. It's that's a beautiful thing you got going on there, buddy.
Okay, but now Nicholas, I don't know much about like your wife and kids and that side of you. Is that completely normal as far as they're concerned? It's totally by normal, I mean there's no role play there. There's no she wants to be treated like. I mean, it's just the
no
standard marriage. Man
no,
and wife.
Yeah, and we've been married a long time too, and it's and it started out. I was really young. I was 23 when we first met, and got married a short time thereafter. And I'm like the king of denial. I mean, you stick a blue table in front of me. If somebody thinks that it needs to be green, I'm going to try my best to make that table green without even touching it somehow. It's just an odd thing with me. And I thought I could make it work. That's kind of where I started. And I didn't intend it to be like a smoke screen or a beard or a, you know, pretense kind
you
of thing.
Intend it, right. It just kind of came as a benefit along with it.
Yeah.
Right. And
I was so young. I mean, I guess I thought I could, I don't want to change myself, but I thought that I could make that part work because all my friends were getting married and I had best friends. They're all straight and we were just a bunch of guys hanging around. I don't give off gay vibes necessarily, you know, and we just
hung out. Or pedo vibes, right?
Yeah,
No.
If I did, and I probably did with some of their little brothers when we were growing up or whatever, they didn't really say anything to me directly except to kind of kid me a little here and there, you know? So maybe they talked about it, but it was never spoken about, no.
Okay. And just to clarify, you are attracted to women as well, like, or
no.
Maybe not. It's not your main thing, but it's
not at all.
Not at all. But it's not the end of the world. It's not like, oh my God, you know, you got to make love to her. It's not like the biggest chore in the world. It's like something that's...
No, it was a big chore.
Was it? Oh, but that's better than, for you personally, better than being with a man, though, right? If you had to choose, like how I asked Dragon.
No, I'd rather be with a man. Thing is, I wanted a normal life. Whatever happened to me, I thought, you know, I don't see her as collateral damage. I really thought I could, you know, like, oh, every, you know, her feelings be damned. I really thought I could make that work. She was really infatuated with me. I was flattered by that. And I thought, well, let's give it a try. If it doesn't work out, well, you know, we'll give it a few. Well, it's been a hell of a lot of years, and I provide very well for her and my son, you know, and we did the dirty and everything like that. And it was, you know, at the moment of ejaculation, everything, it's a wonderful feeling, you know.
Right.
But man, leading up to that, it was hard. I had to fantasize about things you can imagine about. What I was thinking about.
I've interviewed a few BLs, like for Ethos and Fondlet. And I remember I was interviewing Diaper Dad 21, and he's always been married.
Right.
He's had different wives, but he told me that he made it work for them by imagining that he was with a boy.
Right. I know Diaper Dad. I've talked to him, chatted with him as well.
Yeah, in the interview he said this, so I'm free to say it, you know, here because it's common knowledge as
it's
far
public
as
record
out in the open. Yeah. He told me that he was just one step short of putting a picture of a boy like right on the headboard above her.
Exactly.
You know, he uses imagination.
Yeah.
But they don't know. None of his wives know.
No. Same here. Yeah, of course not. No.
Right.
Yeah.
That's something you have to protect because, I mean, if she found out, that would be not good.
Right. And I mean, I think that's why. Yeah, I think that's why I you know, aside from my own skin and worrying about what would happen to me if I came out or whatever. It's more about the people, what it would do to them, the people who I love, who I work with and my wife and my son. There's no need to saddle somebody in your life with what we have inside of us. They don't understand it mainly. And yes, there's a stigma around it too, but screw that. It's more about just, you don't want to have them suffer because of this. You know, it does enough damage.
Oh, I understand completely. Yeah. I would be the same way. If I was to get married, but as I think about it now, I would probably want, I would hope that she could understand and try to get it out of the way ahead of time and make it just between us.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like if she could keep my secret too. But then I think, well, that's kind of risky because what if we get into an argument and she's out to get me, and then she's got that hold above me.
It's risky on a number of levels because let's say she is deeply, deeply in love with you. Usually that winds up in the very beginning. It's a physical thing. You look good. Well, eventually looks fade. You get used to each other. You get tired of each other. You have a couple of conversations where you say things you cannot take back and you don't really forget those. And so the bitter root grows. And then that other thing becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. She knows it. You don't ever talk about it, but you know that she knows and she knows, you know, so. I would never, ever, ever come out of the closet to anybody who's not a BL or CL. I would not ever do it under any circumstances.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. And it's interesting because, like, with me, even just in the past, like, say, 3-4 years, I could have had quite the sex life. Like, I had a female roommate for about 6 months in 2022, the first part of the year. And she had muscular dystrophy, and so her body was kind of like, you know, not – I mean, it wasn't the worst, but, you know, but she had a cute face, though. Wow. And she wanted to – you know, she asked me if I would ever be interested someday maybe with, you know, doing things with her, you know, because she told me – she said, I'm very sexual, you know. And she had a guy that she was seeing, but she wanted me instead. She wanted me more. Wow. And that was after I had a – an adult friend who was gay, openly gay. And I didn't know he had a thing for me, but one day he asked me, he just out of the blue, he said, can I see your dick? I was like kind of taken aback. And I was, believe me, you don't want to see that.
You are cute, buddy. I'm seeing you. You are cute, man.
I said, believe me, I'm protecting you.
No, you got it going on.
I'm trying to make a joke out of it though. Yeah, but he wanted to, you know, and I was thinking I could have had a, because I was with both of them at once. So I was thinking if I said, okay, guys, let's do it, they would have both been into it. You know, we could have had a wild time there.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get into it. I mean, if I'm not going to enjoy it, I'm not going to do it. And and so that's the thing there. But okay, let me move on to Leonard 72. I don't know about your situation. I don't know if you have an adult partner or if you like men or women. So I'm just going to ask you, would you fill us in there? What's the deal there with you?
My story is, look, I've never been married to anybody. I have tried to have relationships. None of them were particularly great. I do like adult men as well as boys.
But not women then.
No, now I took me a while before I even came to the realization of the gay bit. And then even more later after when the BL thing, that realization came in. Although I have been both of those things all my life and just wasn't acknowledging it to myself.
You weren't acknowledging the BL part. Is that right?
Right.
Because you were hoping like maybe the gay part would win out.
You know, I just didn't acknowledge it, and I tried to make it work with women. I have tried.
Was that because of peer pressure?
No.
Was that because for appearances, or because you really wanted to be with women?
No.
For the sake of being normal.
It wasn't appearances. I've seen how things were with people around me. I'd seen how things were on television, and that always makes it look like it's just a great, wonderful experience and everybody's happy and everybody's going to love it. And so I try all that and it wasn't too great for me.
I even tried.
Huh? Yeah.
You dated women.
Yeah.
Try to make it work. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And, I even tried kissing one and I thought, oh God, this is not like I thought it would be. This is disgusting. I can't do this. And then when I came out as gay, I eventually did try to date some guys. But I don't think I really was fully acknowledging who or what I wanted. And that's kind of why that wasn't working too well. And because I remember one of them even said, I said, I don't think you fully know what you want yet. I didn't know what he meant then. He says, of course I know what I want. But I think he was right. I think he was right.
Later on, you kind of realize that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did have sexual relations with someone. And when I had a first interest in this dude, he was a neighbor of mine. But he was under the age of consent. So I thought, okay, I'm going to leave this one alone until he reaches that age.
So he was a teenager then, like he was close.
Right.
But still under.
Yeah, he was a teen, but he wasn't legal age yet.
Right.
Uh-huh. After that happened, we tried a little something. That wasn't working out. I think that was more his fault than mine, to be honest. So.
So are you open to having a husband in the future? Like if you fall in love with a guy and
yeah, absolutely. Like that's a possibility, if I can find the right person, sure. Or if he finds me, who knows? Either way, it could happen, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be open to it, but it just has not happened. There have been others in my life who I've ran into I thought were kind of cute and hot. But I never really had the good chance to say it, or it wasn't under the best circumstances. It always seems to be something. So that's where I'm at now, and it's not fun.
Well, for me, it's kind of changed over time. Like when I was 12 and 13 and 14, and was seeing girls also, and a couple of them kissed me, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, I actually liked it. But then as I got older, I don't think I would like it as much, because as I got older, the BL side of me grew more and more. And the straight side of it kind of gradually started to dissipate. It's strange, but that's kind of how it went, as well as my AOA getting younger, because when I was a teenager, I did like teen guys. And then even when I was in my 20s, there was a couple of guys I worked with who were in their 20s also. And I thought they looked, they're young looking guys.
So to me, you actually think about this as you're going through your young life and your older life. I think part of it is, you've got an attraction, whether it be a small one or a big one, that's neither here nor there. But it is appearance. The biggest thing that I can think of, even in my own, is appearance. Now, that doesn't mean I don't love my wife. Of course I love my wife. In every way, shape, and form, I love my wife. She's, as far as I'm concerned, my best friend. She's somebody that I can talk to, and I don't have a problem talking with her. But the bottom line is, let's face it, you can't be a BL, GL, whatever the case may be, and not have some kind of odd feelings about it. It's easier to go through life when your partner is, let's say, legal.
Did you feel guilty? Did you have any problem with not letting your wife know that you're a boy lover, presuming that she doesn't know?
My wife actually knows quite a bit more than I think other significant others do, only because of my childhood. I didn't lie about it. I told her about my childhood, the things that had happened in my childhood. And she wasn't against it. She wasn't, oh, you got to keep that to yourself. Or, she understood. She asked questions. I don't think she wants to know all the answers. She wants to know certain things. But when it gets to a point, it's like anybody else. They just don't go down that path. They don't want to, almost a protective measure on themselves.
That's interesting. And it's kind of like what I've heard from other BLs who have let other people know.